So
now, if we do the same thing we did before and neglect the electron-electron interactions, it turns out that we can solve it in a method that's similar to the method of solving for the wave functions of atoms. So here I crossed out the electron-electron interaction, and then you get this electronic Hamiltonian, which is for the, this is the kinetic energy terms, it's for the motion of electrons moving in a potential of positive ions. And this Hamiltonian can be written as a sum of different Hamiltonians, as it's written above. So I could write this, I just take the kinetic energy term of electron 1 and put it with the potential energy term of electron 1. And then after that, kinetic energy term of electron 2 plus the potential energy term of electron 2. And whenever you can separate a Hamiltonian into a sum like that, the solution will be a product of the wave function will be a product of the solutions to these individual Hamiltonians. But okay, so this Hamiltonian here I can rewrite as the sum over I of first the kinetic energy of electron 1 plus the Coulomb energy of electron 1, then kinetic energy of electron 2, and then the Coulomb energy of electron 2. But then when you look closely, all of these Hamiltonians are identical, because every electron is moving in the same positive potential. So instead of having to solve a Hamiltonian for every electron, I only have to solve it once. So I only have to solve for one electron moving in the many positive ions, and then I can use that to construct what are like the atomic orbitals. Now they're called molecular orbitals. So what we've done is replaced the problem of hydrogen, where there was only one electron and we could find the wave functions, with a different problem where there's one electron and it's moving now in a potential of more positive nuclei. And we have to solve this problem once for this arrangement of nuclei, and we get some wave functions that we can use to build the whole multi-electron wave function. And this Hamiltonian here inside the brackets is called the molecular orbital Hamiltonian. So this is the one we need to solve.